from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Go Birds podcast. Come on, Red! So.
Hello, it is the Go Birds podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. You love to play, you play to win, you bet. Bet Parks, and boy, did it. When Elliot Chirp Parks told you last week on this pod, hey, bet on the Sixers to win the title. I'm telling you, just bet on the Sixers to win the title. You should have listened. The odds have jumped.
Almost cut in half.
Paul freaking George is a Sixer. How you doing, pal?
I mean, I'm super excited.
Are you excited that you're not going to be the lone voice in the wilderness being like, the Sixers have a
Guys, they have a trap. The initial reaction to Paul George.
You have like Mickey Mouse on you there. Like,
I know.
Hey,
you
guys.
Did, really. Yeah. Be a tough voice
Go
to
Sixers,
have.
Yeah, woo-hoo. Be,
look, I don't, you know. I
it's
think,
a better Mickey Mouse than I expected.
It is, it is. I think it'd be hard to take anyone in sports radio seriously, you know, if I was like.
I know.
The Eagles should fire Sirianni.
I really don't like this guy. Yeah,
wow, that's really good.
I disagree.
I'm going to stop trying to do Mickey.
Honestly, I didn't even know I could do it. I've never done it. Pretty good. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that.
So here's what I'd say. The reaction to the Paul George signing has been almost exactly what I expected, which is...
Muted?
Well, no. I think there's been a lot of people that were really excited.
But
and
there's been
a lot of people that...
Strong contingent.
The Sixers can do no right in
like
their
eyes. The WAP calls, which I've been... Because I, for someone who came in and said I'm dead inside with the Sixers...
Correct.
Like, I was way more excited about this than I expected to be. You know, because we knew it was a possibility. I came in, I was like, all right, you know, Paul George, it's fine. I think he's a good fit, but it's not like, well... Like, they signed Paul George, and I was stoked, man. I was, like, legitimately pumped about it. And callers have been really 50-50 with a lot of, like, it doesn't matter.
So I have three thoughts on this, and I'll tell you the quick ones. And
I
you
like
can,
that you just you held can, up three fingers. Like, anyone could see you do
I like
that.
Doing it like this.
Yeah, so. I noticed that. Yeah. You did the pinky.
The pinky is one of the three.
The ring and the middle, as opposed to the middle three.
I think it's like a classy way to do it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I always like that in baseball. I'm sure you've noticed this. Like, when I would play baseball, when you did the out symbol, you did the two outs
like
this.
Yeah, I like that. Like,
love that.
I think that's
love
that's real.
As opposed to be like, two guys, peace sign. Like, I like the two like that.
Like the hook of horn.
Yeah.
All right, so I have three thoughts.
Shout out to Justin in Richmond, big Texas guy.
Yeah, well, also, I was going to say, shout out. Speaking of baseball, shout out to Justin in Tennessee. Tennessee won the College Baseball World
Series.
How about
that? What a thrill.
Very
Our
exciting.
Vols.
Our Vols is exactly
yes,
right.
That's right.
All right, so I have three thoughts. You can pick the order you want them in. One is big pitcher
it.
Sixers on their chances. One is the reaction to Paul George. And the other is the Paul George contract.
Let's start reaction to Paul George contract, then we'll go big pitcher.
Okay, so the reaction to Paul George. I understand... That especially in our job, but I would say this is true of all callers on WIP. Like, we follow sports to a level where every move we look at a bunch of different angles, like the contract, the age, that like all these things. And I think that is a fair, fun way to look at it. Like, I enjoy that as a community, we think of things at very detailed levels, and it's important to do. But on a macro scale.
Nice.
I mean, dude, the Sixers got Paul George. Like, they haven't had a player.
Especially how long we've been waiting for them to do something like this.
So,
yeah.
I don't know if I've asked you this yet. I've asked, I think, almost everyone else at the station. So, but
wow, feels special to be.
I'm happy I waited.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, right. Saved a prayer. There
so
we go.
So, when's the last time a Philly team signed a free agent? Important distinction here. Not a trade.
Not a draft.
Like, signed a free agent that when they signed him was already a Hall of Famer, but was not cooked. So, like, the Eagles signed Julio Jones,
like,
but he was cooked.
Like, Harper wasn't a Hall of Famer yet, but we all knew he was going to be.
Yes.
And
Harper
wasn't
at the time, though, was not a Hall of Famer.
No, he wasn't. You're right.
But, he was clearly on that trajectory, but he would not qualify.
No, I get it. I get you're saying was, like, someone who, if they never played another game, they'd be in the... Now,
but are
to
also
be fair,
very good.
To be fair, the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame or whatever they call it.
It's easier to get into?
By far the easiest. Like, nothing's even in the hemisphere, especially because it's not just pro basketball. It includes international stuff. It includes college.
Now, so I don't think Paul George is...
The threshold for getting in... Like, Paul George would not be a Hall of Famer as a baseball player. Like, he might be. He'd be on a fringe.
Baseball's the hardest one to get
into. That's my point.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, my point being that the Bryce Harper, what he had done in Washington when he came to Philly, like... Might have already been an NBL Hall of Famer.
It's a fair point.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But
I think Paul George is like Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
Philip is going to get in.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. You're no doubt, especially that long
Paul
he's already
George
done
is
it
in the Hall of Fame.
I know. So you get my distinction
there.
I get
what you're saying.
But with that in mind, I mean, Chris Webber was in the Hall of Fame when the Sixers got him. He was obviously terrible here, but he's a Hall of Famer. Like, so he did nothing
right,
after
the Sixers. I
think
he was more cooked than Paul George. Like, Paul George was an all-star.
Oh, isn't cooked. Yeah, that was part of it, too.
Isn't cooked is an important distinction here. Because, like I said, the Eagles signed Julio Jones, but he was obviously mostly cooked.
I mean, there are not many.
So I have three.
And Dominican Sue.
That was one of them.
Probably, I don't know if he's a definite Hall of Famer, but he's like a will be discussed.
And his role was smaller than Paul George's. Pedro Martinez.
Sure. He wasn't fully cooked, but he was nothing close. Like,
he wasn't as good as Paul George.
Yeah, he wasn't. No, right. he was on the way to being cooked, baby.
And Giglio gave me this one. You would have a better opinion of this than me, but Jim Thome.
Oh, yeah, Jim Thome. So I don't know for sure that Jim Thome was a Hall of Famer in 04 when he came here.
Right.
Yet. He might have been, though. He was
close.
He was on his way, but I don't know that he was definitely. He had his 400th homer year, so he probably was not a Hall of Famer yet. I think, you know, especially in the Baseball of Fame, I think Thome needed those extra home runs in those years to get into the Hall of Fame. But it's an interesting one.
So,
for sure.
But the overall point I'm making is it has been a really, really. It rarely happens when a player of this caliber, while also this good, signs with a team in general, but especially in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
so
it
like,
never happens.
Well,
you don't even have to do the Hall of Fame thing. I mean, you know, until Harper came, like, it never happened. I mean, other than some Eagle, like Namdi was like a great player.
Eagles don't really sign big free agents.
Exactly. And even then, it's the NFL's different. It's weird. Like, a guy might get the most money, but like an offensive lineman get the most money on the market. It's like, is that a, you know, whereas like you're bringing Bryce Harper in, it's a different thing.
And obviously,
Paul George,
just as the nature of the sport, impacts his team way more than a baseball player or like most football players.
Yeah. So it's unequivocally
exciting.
One of the biggest free agent signings in my lifetime in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
And I know it's easy to say and it sounds corny, but I do hope everyone can just enjoy how exciting it is.
I agree.
It just is. It's super exciting.
It's really neat. And look, it to my point I made before, and we'll get into the title odds and we'll get into big picture stuff, but just for me, as someone who is dead inside about the Sixers, like, I have hope again.
Yeah.
Like, I need Embiid to stay healthy, and there's all those things. Like, I don't think they're going to win the title, but, like, they could. Like, I believe that the Sixers could win the title again, and I absolutely, 1 week ago, did not.
So, I'm not a gatekeeper when it comes to fandom. I think you should just be able to... I'm like standing at the gate with you. Like, you're allowed in, but like I'm like watching you walk. Like,
well, everyone, like, that's the thing. They signed Paul George.
I know. No, I'm happy you feel that way. Yeah. All right. So here's my second one on the Paul. Now that on a macro scale, on a micro scale, I think I have a very good comparison for Paul George. I think Paul George is like the Saquon Barkley signing in this way. I think we can all be honest and say, giving a 34-year-old $212 million,
giving a running
back, not financially responsible,
but it's fun.
Well, but also they're in unique situations to do it. Like, if we were talking about starting a team, I would not suggest giving a 34-year-old $212 million.
Mm-hmm.
If we were talking about starting an NFL team, I would not suggest making a running back the top three or whatever his position.
Mm-hmm.
But the Eagles are close to winning a title. The Sixers are close to winning a title. They're uniquely set up to do it. So I think anyone that says they don't like Paul George AIDS and the money, I get that. Like, it makes complete sense. But it's similar to Saquon. Like, if the Cowboys signed Saquon, and Spike has said this, I think it's a great point. If the Cowboys signed Saquon, we would sit here and go, oh, man, like, that guy's cooked. You don't pay a running back. Like, that is how we would feel. I think it's a little different with Paul George. But ultimately, there were two decisions that are, if we're being honest, not financially responsible. Not good decisions to make when building a team. But they're two decisions that I think in unique situations make sense.
Yeah, and it's different from the Saquon one in the sense that the way the NBA works, and the economic, like, there was nothing else the Sixers could have done
right
that was close to as good an option as signing Paul George.
Yeah.
Like, it was by far like based on the way it all played out, the best possible outcome for the Sixers.
Quick Saquon question, because I was thinking about comparing him to Paul George as a player. I think Paul George is clearly further into the end of his career.
Yeah,
than
I mean, Paul George is a better player than Saquon.
Yeah, well, here's my question about Saquon. Like, what percentage of Saquon's career do you think is over? If that, I can't think how to phrase it. Like, I know he's young, but he's already played 5 years or 6 years,
I
right?
Think that, I think he's played more
3 years
than,
left.
Yeah,
right?
More than I'm half like, his career, I would say. Yeah, without
so
a doubt.
I think there's similarities in the age.
I get what you're saying.
Of,
yeah, but Paul George has been better in the time he's played. Like, Saquon had one great
for
year.
For sure. Yeah, 100%. I just mean that paying a 34-year-old $212 million
is similar to paying a 27-year-old running back. I get it. I think it's a fair comp. Yeah.
All right, you ready for number three?
Yeah.
So the
macro. No, big picture. Yeah, macro.
No, this is macro.
Yeah.
So Sixers, do you want to read the odds or should I? I have them up.
I don't have them up. I have the, get ready. We got NFC South odds coming up, so get excited.
So have you seen the NBA odds? Do you want to do a little guessing?
Not. I know they're third, right? I've heard they're third or fourth.
Depends how you phrase it.
Third or fourth is what I've heard. They're somewhere in that general range, but I have not seen them since we talked about them. I assume Boston and Denver are still 1 and 2.
So you know I love Parks. I love them. Here would be my advice to Parks. You can't have a four-way tie for a second.
Oh, no.
Like, have a take
you
here.
You can't do that.
Have
yeah.
a take here.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, like...
So it's the Nuggets, the Sixers...
No, so it's the Celtics are plus 300.
Yeah, they're the favorite.
And then the Nuggets, Knicks, Thunder, and Sixers are all tied plus 800.
Yeah.
You got to pick here.
Yeah, you got to like, pick. I agree.
At what point is, like, are we getting to seven?
So, but let's take those four teams, though, because I think it's interesting.
The Celtics deserve to be favorites.
The Celtics absolutely should
now,
be the favorites.
Now, it's an important caveat. It's hard to repeat.
It is
worth putting it out.
I think the Nuggets probably deserve to be the clear number two, I would say. I don't think the Knicks should be as high as I know everyone's psyched on the Knicks. Like I will say though, I think the team out of those that I think that not enough people are talking about is a real I think Oklahoma City's gonna be awesome. I think with they came close, they gave the Mavericks a real fight in that series. Obviously they have a top five player, or top six, whatever you want to say with SGA.
Sure.
And
I think Chet's Chet's awesome.
Got a chance to be special.
Williams
and I think there are two moves they made. Bringing in Hartenstein is the perfect other guy to have there. And they got Caruso,
Caruso.
For Giddy. Like, I think Oklahoma City, we've seen this in the NBA where it'll happen fast, where a team will take a leap, and then it's like the Warriors. Yeah. And it's like, whoa, look at that. I think that they could take a leap.
Well,
I think Oklahoma
fits,
City is could be pretty special.
It also fits trajectory of, like, you know, you build, you make the playoffs, and you make a
exactly.
Like, they're on the way up.
They classically, I could see Oklahoma City taking.
Well, and the other thing I'd say about the Thunder in terms of gambling perspective, like they could get Lauri Markkanen. Lauri Markkanen's going to get traded,
that's the thing. They have so many assets.
Yeah, they could add.
Yeah,
and if they get him, they'll drop to like plus.
Yeah.
I don't know, five or something.
They're interesting, is my point.
If Parks will have a take here,
I think the Nuggets, OKC, and Sixers should be above the Knicks.
Yeah, I agree with that. So anyway, they're all tied at plus 800. So from the Sixers' perspective, here's what I would say. The chances the Sixers win the title next year are probably, I don't know, 10%. Like, it's just hard. Yeah, like, and that's not a shot at them. I think
other than the Celtics. You say the Celtics are the best, and it's probably like 15%.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe 20 if you really wanted to.
I don't even think that, yeah.
But how I look at the Sixers is, I know that they've lost in the second round every year, and it's frustrating. But I think it's important to note, like, they have been really close. It's not like they're getting to the second round and getting outclassed. And I think just the addition of Paul George, and this is the thing I don't think we talk about enough with this, because I heard the morning show, you guys talk about it, where it's like, do you trust Embiid? Do you trust Paul George? Like, Maxey is the guy. Like Maxey's the guy I trust. So if Paul George and Embiid can get Maxey to where it's game 6 or 7 and it's tied in the final 5 minutes or whatever, like, I think Maxey has it in him to bring him home. We saw that game 5 against the Knicks. We saw that on the road against Miami this year. Like, he didn't do it in the other playoff games, but he certainly showed up in every game except game 6, arguably. So I think he'll take another.
Except the one that got eliminated.
Yeah, but look, it matters.
He was coming off a miraculous performance.
Well, and also he's young. Like, I don't hold it against him yet.
23
you know?
Or whatever.
So
I'm with you. I think I'm with you and I get it. I also do think that at the end of the day, the Sixers will either win or not if Joel Embiid can stay healthy and produce through the playoffs. Like, they're not going to win with
but,
that.
But,
like,
but
it
I
is
do
what
think,
it is.
I think a difference is, like, they can beat a Knicks team if they get the same Joel as last year, and Paul George is just, you know, obviously way better than Toby.
Yeah, I think they could win the first round series this time.
Well,
you know what I mean? But that's what I'm talking about, though.
Right.
We haven't seen Joel have to stay for a month and a half, 2 months, and play all those games and play the time. So, at the end of the day, like, they're not winning without Embiid.
So
Embiid is the most important player on the team.
Two thoughts on that. One, I think the Knicks and Sixers were pretty even last year. Like, you could argue maybe the Knicks were an 8 and the Sixers were a 7, whatever. Like, but I think the Sixers improved more than the Knicks did. Full stop. Paul George is better than Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges is younger, but Paul George is better.
And the Knicks lost Hardenstein.
But the other thing I would say is the Knicks also fell apart in the second round injury-wise.
So while
you are right that they need Embiid to play every round, like, you're not going to win the finals if Embiid is playing two games a series. But I'm saying what
they got from Embiid, that was the first round, and he was already falling apart. My point. Like, yeah, maybe if they got that guy for all the series, that's fine, but he needs to be able to play better than that for two months.
Or play the same for... But
right.
I think getting Paul George slightly lessens the need for Embiid is the only point I'm making.
It definitely does, but the point is, at the end of the day, Embiid has to play well. He has to be the centerpiece.
They're not going to win a title if Embiid doesn't play well. I agree with you on that.
But of course, it makes it easier on everyone. That's
plus 800. Are you taking the bet? Do you like it?
I
would have liked it more at plus 14 last week.
Yeah, I think plus 14. Honestly, this is a flaw of me as a bettor and as a human, that I probably would be so butthurt that I didn't do the plus 1400.
You wouldn't do the plus 8.
You know what I mean?
It's only going to go down, though.
That's bad gambling. It's bad gambling.
And it's only going to go down. By the time the playoffs get here, I'd probably
wait for Embiid to get hurt during the regular season. The odds drop a little bit.
That's true.
Bet on it for him to come back. The market can fluctuate during the season in ways where it's like, what?
But I think going into the postseason, they'll probably be plus 4, plus 350.
I don't know.
We'll see. Your optimism, you are just ready to roll. It's good.
They win all the time. Shout out to Josh Harris,
except
by the way.
Except past the second round.
Yeah, yes. Shout out to Josh Harris handing out that contract. Yeah.
The only thing he does is spend money. I appreciate him spending
quality.
Money. Yes. Everything else he's bad at.
I don't disagree with you on
trash
that. We don't have to get into Josh Harris thing. His personality just isn't as good as Larry's.
He's just a bad owner. Look at this past series of the Knicks. The Knicks, they go to MSG, they got all these old guys, all the Ewing and Starks, and all these dudes are showing them. Sixers, Dr. J and Iverson. Like, there's no culture. There's no connective tissue. There's no reaching out to there's nothing that makes it feel like the Sixers. It doesn't feel special. The stuff they do in-game is old and tired. Like, you watch that MSG stuff, it's like, wow. Like, look at the energy. Look at the excitement. Like, I think being an owner, it's not just writing checks. That's a big part of it, but there's all this other stuff. Plus, he's had a losing infrastructure, a losing culture. Like, there's been no accountability in the organization. Like, there's a million different things. We're not going to go into this.
Obviously, I disagree with that.
But you're wrong about it.
I think you're on an island. You're the only person
on your island. So
I was on an island entering the debate last week.
Well, you won because you debated better, not because you were correct.
Because I was convincing.
No, it's because you won because you prepared and you did a better job than Joe.
Yes.
That's why you won.
Yeah.
Not because we agreed with anything
side.
You had to say. All right, let's get to some you have anything else on Paul George?
No, I'm excited for it.
All right, we're gonna get to the NFC South odds. Actually, a really interesting division to talk about in terms of betting, because really, like, honestly, who the hell knows? We'll get to that in a sec. But, you know, speaking of betting, it's a great time of year to be gambling on stuff. Philadelphia baseball in general. So many fun things to bet on game by game. You can bet on individual player performances, home runs, strikeouts, all the good stuff. Plus, these futures we're talking about, there's real money. If you had listened to Elliot last week and just bet on Philly at plus 1,400, you'd be feeling so good right
now.
You'd be stoked, you know? But that's the beautiful thing. There's so many futures, football futures we're about to talk on. So much fun stuff to bet on from a sports perspective. Just makes it more fun. But then in addition to betting on all your favorite sports, you can now play live games like Baccarat, Roulette, several different live blackjack games. Play with a live dealer on your phone with the BetParks online casino and sportsbook app, plus hundreds of new exciting online slot games like Zeus, Fantastic Fireworks, Lucky Cherry. All the action and excitement of a casino right at your fingertips. Safe, simple, easy to use. It's the only app. BetParks, the only app that we here at Go Birds use or recommend. Plus, here is an incredible offer for new users. Download the BetParks online casino and sportsbook app right now and get up to $1,000 in casino bonus back if you're down the first 24 hours. Elliot, $1,000.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
And you can win more money with it. Yes, $1,000 casino bonus back. New users only. Casino bonus must be wagered. See the website at betparks.com for all the details. You love to play. You play to win. You bet. BetParks, you must be 21 in PA, New Jersey. PA, New Jersey, or Michigan, give them problem go 100.
Quick odds question for you before we get to the division.
Not an odd question.
All right. So I'm not going to respond because I just want your opinion and we'll move on. What do you think about the fact that the Braves are only plus 300 to win the division? Don't you feel like it feels like it should be longer the way it's talked about? They're up, what, 7 games?
They're 8 games.
8 games?
That's the way it always is. Like, plus 300
just is curious.
Not that crazy. Like, yes.
So, the Cardinals...
I don't think they're winning the division.
The Cardinals are plus 550. The Brewers are minus 4,000. I guess this would be respect to the Braves more than
disrespect
to the Phillies.
Yeah, the Braves are a great team. Plus, Yeah, so the Brewers, yeah, that is surprising that the Brewers are that much of a favorite there. I actually bet on the Cardinals there. That seems like a silly number. I'm just
kidding, because the Brewers and Phillies are both minus 400, but the difference is the Cardinals are plus 350.
Yeah, that's a mistake, I think. That is credit for the Braves. That is
credit for the Braves,
but I also think that that is a mistake because I'm sure that's also related to like the heartburn and Schwarber injuries and not sure and all that, but yeah, I think the Phillies are winning the division. I'm not super concerned about that at all. Yeah. Honestly, I'm not really at all concerned about it. I think they are going to win the division. I feel really strongly
about
that.
What would you set the over-under on when the division ends, how much they've won it by?
I think they'll win it by like six games.
So you'd say, I was going to, 5.5 is where I was at in
my
head.
So I would go over.
Okay.
Especially because I think towards the end, once it's more out of reach, I don't think the Braves are going all out to win the division either, if you know what I mean. Like, the Braves have won the division the last 2 years and got bounced in the playoffs. Like, yeah. I think the Braves are prioritizing the playoffs over the division.
Man, Braves-Phillies for a third straight year where the Braves are the one that's coming in.
Can you imagine?
Would be something. Quite the theater.
Would be something. All right, but let's get to the NFC South odds, because this is actually a really interesting division in the sense that, yeah, like, Atlanta got Kirk Cousins, so I think that, you know, they are the favorite. I'll let you guess the odds and all that. I think you knew they were the favorite going in. But, like, it's not like, let's get to these odds and you tell me if you think it's a little out of whack.
I agree that I would, so we're doing the NFC South, right?
You said, okay.
NFC South. So, I would say that maybe, I mean, the Bucks, like,
right.
Yeah. So, you said that I would think it's the Falcons. Like, I don't know.
Well, it's the Falcons by a lot.
It's
easily. So, the Falcons are a minus 121 favorite to win the division.
Let me guess second place. Minus 121. I'm going to say the Bucks are second. And, now, I'm using some of your context clues here. Plus 450.
No, that's way too high.
Okay. The way you talked about it.
They're plus 300.
All right, well, that's not...
That's insane. Dallas is plus 190 to win the NFC East. Like, would you say the difference...
Too far. I agree with you. Yeah.
I think plus 300 is really far.
I agree. I actually really like...
And I think the Saints at plus 375 are a better bet than Atlanta at minus 121. Like, the Saints could win the division. Derek Carr, like, I'm not betting on them, but, like, they could win the division.
None
of these teams are any good.
When's the last time...
The Panthers at plus 1100, I would not bet on.
When's the last time a team with a quarterback controversy won the division?
What's the controversy?
Well, they drafted a quarterback number 9.
Oh, you're talking about the Falcons.
The Falcons, yeah.
I thought we were just talking about the Saints. I was like, who's up against...
You
drafted number 8?
Yeah, right. So,
yeah,
like,
I don't think there's a controversy.
There's not a controversy,
though.
But it will be discussed all year.
It is so crazy that they did that. Like, honestly, I still can't get back. Like, it's one thing to, like, have a quarterback and draft another. It's another thing to just give Kirk Cousins all that money and then spend the 8th pick. It's like, Romo Dunze, you go get a wide receiver for the guy. And I know they've drafted a bunch of young guys. Like, it's just so crazy to me. I'm Kirk Cousins, I'm like, what the bleep did I just log into?
We used to use this phrase a lot.
And they didn't tell him. Sorry.
No, it's all right. We used to use this phrase with Howie a lot. And I think it's often true. Like, Howie is the smartest guy in the room move. This really is. Like, you think you're being the smartest.
Yeah.
Like, you're really bucking all trends in general, like, convention or whatever the phrase is.
Yeah.
Like, 5% of me almost respects it. Like, it's wild.
No, I appreciate them, you know, saying, hey,
they believe
this is
what
our
they
guy.
Believe. Yeah. Yeah. But
I just think
it
it's bad allocation
absurd of
resources.
Yeah.
You know? I love the Bucks.
And he's
at plus
old. It's not even like he's Michael Penix is old, an older prospect. Yeah.
I love the Bucks at plus 300 here. That seems like a great bet.
Like, yeah, I think there's such a classic. Like, there's literally no shot they'll win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But beating
the Eagles was not any special.
But
thing.
For them, it was. I mean, for
and look, they handled them. They beat them
easily. They dominated them.
But they almost beat Detroit. Like, they were in that game against Detroit. Like, they didn't all, like, Detroit had it, but the Bucks were in it. Like, that was a touchdown game. You know, and
well,
Detroit
you know, I
good.
Said Trevor Lawrence is Kirk Cousins. Baker Mayfield is poor man Kirk Cousins.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty. Even though Baker Mayfield has gotten just as far in the playoffs as
I think Kirk's way better, but I think Baker
I
is.
I do too, but. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
Way better strong. Kirk is better, but I think Baker has the ability to play as good as Kirk.
Yeah. So either way, I think the Falcons at minus. I would, if we're just doing our pick the divisions, I'll take the Falcons, like, because I do think Kirk Cousins is the safest bet in the.
I don't know, man. Like. Injury,
my point is it'd be really close. My point is I wouldn't bet the minus 120 is what I'm saying. I would bet plus 300 on the Bucks. But if I'm just picking the winner, I'll pick
you
the
would
Falcons.
Pick the so I might pick the Bucks.
Yeah, either way, I think it's close.
Yeah.
I think it could go either way on it. I certainly don't think it's that big. I'm just shocked by how big the odds are.
I agree. Now, where are you at with the Saints?
I think they're a seven-win team. Like, they are, like, every year, it feels like.
This division's ability to just be all 7-9
all
or whatever
average.
Is
all,
somewhere between 10 and 7,
the whole. Other than Carolina, who could be horrendous.
They'll be bad, yeah.
Their owner, by the way.
He's a wild man.
He seems like he is.
Well,
did you see the off season when he stopped at the bar?
I'm sorry, he went into the
bar because they had a sign out front or something.
There
was a sign out front, like, and he ripping him, and he went inside, was like, take it down or whatever. Like, what a psycho.
Can you imagine
like a Wawa or something has a sign out front, like, you know, sell the team, Jeffrey, or right. whatever else.
And Jeffrey
stops and goes in and makes a scene.
He would obviously never do it.
Like, yeah. In no world. Like, none of our John Middleton, Josh Harris, like, none of the Josh Harris, for all I rip him, like, he would drive by and laugh and keep going. Like,
he wouldn't be driving. Yeah,
you're right.
What is that saying out there?
My binoculars can't catch it. Yeah.
What's a Wawa? Yeah. but yeah. Yeah. What's gas?
Yeah.
But no, I agree that he's a wild man.
He is a wild man. I'm not betting on
him. And the coach is wild too. The book, like, you know, the book he wrote.
What's his name? No, I don't know the book he wrote.
All right. Maybe I should.
He was the Bucks offensive coordinator, right?
I'm pretty sure he wrote a book with his wife about cheating on his wife. Like, it's something like that. It's something like that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, you got to look the details up.
We're looking this up right now. Hold on. Live on the air.
What's the coach's name again?
Panthers.
First Carolina.
Book. Yeah. Wife. Let's see if that gets it up.
That's a good one.
Lizzie Canales. Is it? Yes.
It was called This Marriage, The Question That Changed Everything.
Oh, my God.
It's a faith-based account of the Canales' marriage and how they overcame challenges like infidelity, addiction, and unprotected sex.
Oh my God!
So basically, it sounds like he cheated on her, and then they wrote a book about it.
And then they found God or whatever it is.
Props
and
to them
that
for
way.
Getting through it. And
sure,
everything. But it's
sure.
just. Can you imagine? You know, like,
hey, coach, I read your book.
Good example of why, you know, he's gonna have an easier life in a Carolina where there's not the pressure.
Coach,
can you imagine the head coach of the Eagles having that book come out?
We'd be talking about the book on the radio.
Like, on the radio. It's all we'd ever.
Do you remember when we found out that Chip had a wife? It was like, what the? You know? Yeah.
Well, dude, imagine having Nick on the air and being like, "So you wrote a book?" You know, like,
"So Nick, tell us about your book."
Yeah, all right, we should stop. But like. You know, where would that in your core values? Would you? Yeah,
that's good.
Props
stuff.
For them
Panthers.
To make and throw, but
happy
a wild
I'm
buck.
Not a Panthers fan. That's all I'm saying.
I actually think he is a good. I think he will be a good head coach.
Oh, you're in on cheater guy.
Yeah, just being around him, the dude looks. Yeah, but
he's got it.
Yeah, he's got like.
Well, no wonder the women were hitting on him. He probably couldn't help it.
Trust me, I don't think he had any problems finding women. But I don't know about Bryce Young. That's a tough thing.
Yeah. I think some people are just too small. Like, it's the same thing with Kenny Pickett's hands. Some things are just too small.
So I was downtown Philly a few days ago. I was parked. Kristen went inside to get something. And I don't know if it was him, but I thought I saw Kenny Pickett walk by because he had very similar hair and build and everything. And one of the first things I did when I was like, is it him? Is I looked at his hands.
Yeah. Were they small?
I'm not going to lie. They looked a little small. So if it wasn't Kenny Pickett, it was someone that also has smaller hands.
Smaller hands.
Yeah.
All right. Final thoughts. I came up with a couple.
Okay, so you go.
One is me being an idiot, and maybe you realize this too. Did you? I was today years old yesterday when I realized that the Sundance Film Festival, of course, started by Robert Redford, is
obviously
is named after him being the Sundance Kid in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
I didn't
kid.
Know that.
Wow. I feel like an idiot. I mean, I should know that. You should know that. I feel like a moron not knowing that. So for anyone else, if you feel like a moron now too, I apologize.
But what's crazy is I agree.
You're yelling at me, you moron. Well, how
did you
know
that?
What
did you think? Like, and I
never thought about it.
That's what I mean.
I was like, oh, it's the Sundance Film Festival. Sure.
Yeah.
You know? So that's one.
I actually have one.
Oh, look at you. Go ahead.
So I might have said this one. I don't think I did. I don't like the shaming of people that on vacation, it's like, are taking a bunch of pictures. I think taking pictures.
Does that happen?
Yeah, I think there's like a joke where it's like, you know, you're being really touristy, like taking 5,000 pictures, like not enjoying the moment. Like,
I get that.
Taking pictures on vacation is awesome.
Yeah.
I love looking back at pictures
of
vacation.
I agree. I'm good with that.
I love taking pictures.
So I don't take, you know, I don't take any pictures ever. I am that live in the moment person. Not by choice.
Right.
I just don't think. I don't ever think. Like, when people are at a game, and I never take my phone out of the game. But I just don't think to. I do what you want to do.
Yeah.
I just don't think to do it. But like, let people live their life.
Or another example would be
let people live their life.
You know
that's
how they'll show pictures at a concert and it's like everyone has their phones out. Like it's a big thing in soccer, like fans having their phone out, and they always say like real fans don't. I love taking pictures and remembering things. I think it's I think it's unfair shaming of people.
I guess that's fair. Yeah. Like, I would definitely be more towards the, like, watch
live
what
in the moment. I get
look
that.
What you're looking at. Like, especially, like, it's one thing, like, taking a picture of vacation to remember the moment is fine. Like, a game, you could just watch the highlight of the play you're filming. Like, I know you don't have the same thing. You're there. And look, I love, like, with the Bryce Harper homer, seeing all the camera angles from people.
Everyone loves everyone loves enjoying the content.
Exactly, I appreciate it.
There's no anyone to do it.
I'm just saying I wouldn't do it, but I appreciate, sure, why not? But I will say it is weird to look at, like, a video of a concert and, like, it's a
concert.
Now,
the tough thing is
concert
videos are not good.
And they're all holding their phones up. Right. It's like, come on, like, you're at a concert. Like, you know, I go to concerts a lot. Just went to see Goose this weekend.
Shout
out to Goose. They were awesome. Brought out a dude from Blind Melon.
They
played
did,
No
I've
Rain.
Heard, yes.
Very cool.
This
brought
has been
out
a big
I'm
topic
not a huge Mountjoy guy,
chat.
But I know they're big Philly sports fans. They brought out Matt Quinn from Mountjoy. He seems like he's the main guy. That was fun. Yeah. It was a great show. I had a great time. But I didn't really even look at my phone. I danced the whole time.
Right.
I'm dancing. I'm dancing with my wife. I'm having fun. So, like, I'm anti pulling out my phone, but I'm also like a big live your life.
Yeah,
as long as you're not annoying other people, like,
right. It'd be hard to annoy someone.
You know what?
Else.
You know what you really shouldn't do at concerts? Don't freaking talk during the freaking songs if you want to talk about it. Like, there's another thing where, like, look, there are slow songs where you can have a little conversation.
Well, I think it's reading the room.
It's reading. People yapping when it's like a jam going on. Like, shut the hell up and dance to some music.
So,
that I have a bigger issue.
Here's where I would disagree with you slightly. I think it's more about, like, if I'm with just Kristen and it's a song on We Don't Super Love, like, then I think it's okay. If I'm in a group of people and someone is, like, clearly
enjoying
it. But you're still next to people, though. Like, I'm saying, like, don't force your
talking on someone else.
Yes,
that's my
point. I agree. If, like, me,
you... If you want to talk quietly in the ear, but it's like being at a movie. Like, don't talk during the movie.
Yeah, I'm more with you on the don't talk during a movie thing than I am the concert thing.
I feel both ways.
I think it's just about reading, like...
Look, you talk during concert. It's impossible. You're there for 4 hours. You're not going to sit there silently. I'm just... Yeah, it's about reading the room.
Yeah,
it's like,
I agree. I agree with your overall
premise. Like, there's music's bumping, and you kind of hear these voices pop, and it's like, just listen to the music. You're at a
concert. Here's a good question for you. How do you feel about people singing loudly at a concert?
Hit or miss.
So one time...
I like hit or miss. Like, you can sing up one line, like sing the chorus or something, but like, don't be singing the whole freaking song.
Okay,
like,
so I think I've started to agree with you on this.
Yeah.
Because I do think, obviously, you're at a concert, you're having fun, you want to sing. I do think it's maybe a little annoying for the people next to you.
I
want to
hear the people
out.
Singing the song, not you.
Exactly.
Like, it's like, if it's like a...
Now, if it's loud enough, it doesn't matter.
And it's,
that's
look, there
thing.
Are spots where we've talked about where you don't love when they have the crowd.
Yeah, I don't love that.
But there are spots where it's like the chorus to a song that everyone knows. Like, if everyone wants to sing it together with the band, like, sure, that's cool.
Yeah.
But like, dude next to me singing every lyric to the song, like, shut up.
Yeah. So I saw Leon Bridges a few years ago, and the song River, which is a slow song, was on. And I'll admit, like, I was drunk at this point of the concert, and I was singing loudly, and Kristen had to be like, yo, chill. Like,
yeah,
everyone,
she's right.
Everyone around you is like, let Leon sing
the
song.
Let Leon sing it, which happens.
I think it's a fair take.
It's a fair take. Speaking of fair takes, I don't know if I mentioned
Do you want to hold this one now at this point?
Well, I didn't really do one.
Okay.
I just did the Sunday.
That's true.
I'll just do one. I have, like, I came up with three in the time, so I'm just going to do one because I meant to do it. I didn't talk about what I think is, I rewatched a sports movie that I hadn't seen in like 15 years, and now
you're a big rewatch the movie guy.
Listen, everyone should be rewatching movies.
Yeah.
Something you see when you're 18, you see when you're 40, you have a completely different world life perspective on it. You look at things completely differently. And you have a whole new appreciation or understanding of things.
Here's an interesting thing I think you'll appreciate. I rewatched the Shane Gillis stand-up recently, which is unlike me. Stand-up and rewatching. And it was very enjoyable.
Sure.
Yeah.
Rewatch movies, man. It's the best. Especially, again, like something you saw when you were 20 and you loved it. Like, you're going to have a completely different perspective on it in your mid-30s.
Yeah.
Like, it's very different, regardless. I think Slapshot is the best sports movie ever made. I feel pretty strongly about it now. Major League is my favorite and always has been. I rewatched Slapshot. Like, that movie is freaking awesome. Like, and it's still funny. It's the first scene when the Hansons get in the game is one of the funniest scenes ever made in the history of movies. Like, it is as good as it gets. And it's slapstick and it's clever humor and it's all put together. It's Paul Newman being, you know, one of the great movie stars of all time, like he was. Like, Slapshot is awesome.
So,
really funny movie.
I'm going to do something I think you're going to really appreciate, because I know the number one thing I do that annoys you is when I speak on something
haven't seen.
I've not seen the movie. Mm-hmm. I find it hard to believe it would be my favorite sports movie, but I won't comment on it.
It's a sports
Honestly,
movie.
Honestly, I probably won't, but maybe.
Watch it. It's free on Netflix. Watch Slapshot.
Maybe I'll download it for my Flick.
Dude, it's so good. It is so funny and so clever.
When was it made?
It was made in 1977. I know that's tough.
Ooh.
It doesn't feel like it, though. It feels like it could have been made today.
Hockey.
Yeah. It feels like it could have been made today.
All right.
Oh, it's so good. From the opening thing where he's, oh, it's so good. He's talking to the goaltender.
I don't know if I have a favorite sports movie. It's just hard for me to pick. Like, I really like Remember the Titans. I really like Hardball.
I love Hardball. Sad, though.
Is sad.
MG, baby. That yeah. is. That spoiler. Is tough stuff.
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler.
I'm sure there's other great. I think Miracle is an all-time.
Honestly, that I think that's hockey, a good spoiler. I actually think it's too sad to watch Hardball and not now.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it's a great movie, though.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Slapshot, man.
Maybe.
Trust me. It's so good. Anyway, if anyone's out there and doesn't have a bias against movies made before a certain year, check out Slapshot.
It Go is for it.
Phenomenal.
All right.
Everyone have a happy, healthy, yeah. wonderful 4th.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it. We'll be off for the rest of the week. There'll be pods coming out, but no new stuff.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next. Well, actually.
We'll be back next week.
Monday, Tuesday, we're in the morning show.
Oh!
Yeah, so if you're listening, call.
Monday, Tuesday, Go Birds takeover of the morning show.
6 to 10 a.m. both
We want to talk to all our real ones. Call
in. We don't
in.
Want to. We need to.
We need to.
We need. Yeah. This is a chance to bring the community to a larger,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. We got to show everyone what
exactly.
we do.
Exactly.
All right. So call us then. We'll be back next week in addition to that. Until then, he's I Am James. But he's I Am James.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.